It's a free country, so he says exactly what he wants. Here's Gruber.
You know, I do say exactly what I want, pretty generally. Coming up a little bit late on the program, Ronald McDaniel will be here, RNC chair. By the way, all of those statistics from the DEA, we're going to put up on Twitter and Facebook, or as we sometimes call it, Twitter. Twitter and Facebook. So if you want any of those DEA stats from 2015, 16, 17, they're there for you. Meanwhile, I am emotionally scarred. No, not from that phone call. No. We talked about this. No. From watching Aquaman. I'm emotionally scarred from that, and I need some counseling, so I've called my good friend, all covered up in butter and popcorn, Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinemas, here for some counseling. Ron, welcome back.
Steve, I'm here for you, pal. What's the problem?
So I'm watching Aquaman, you know, with my lovely wife and daughter, and they have this glazed, googly look on their eyes and a little spit in the corner of their mouth. I'm like, what's going on? He's so good looking. I'm like, what? And he doesn't wear a shirt for most of the movie. You know, I can almost hear their lips smack. I'm like, what the heck is going on here, ladies? And I was emotionally scarred, Ron. I'm not kidding you, but we did have good fun with Aquaman.
Well, I hope you, yeah, right. That'd be Jason Momoa you're speaking of.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, if you haven't made your New Year's resolution, get in the gym, young man.
And spray paint myself green.
Right, exactly. Get some long hair and some abs, and, you know, you too could be a Jason Momoa lookalike.
It's going to take some, well, let's just face it, that's not going to happen. I'm way past that, Ron. Those days are gone. I've got the hair, and that's where it ends.
Well, you had some eye candy for yourself, Amber Heard, Nicole Kidman. Come on.
You know, Nicole Kidman, by the way, and I was marveling about this. Ivy and I were talking about the movie here a couple of days ago here on the program, marveling that they made her look like she's 22 years old. Or
that's
whatever.
That's the magic of the movies.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, she might have had a couple of, you know,
procedures
done, but
yeah, procedures. Yes,
yeah,
I understand.
And a little airbrushing there.
But they did a great job.
As long as you're spending $200 million on special effects, you might as well make everyone look perfect, right?
Is that really what they spent?
Yeah, that was a big budget movie. Absolutely.
Wow.
And it's going to hit $1 billion worldwide. As a matter of fact, we got 6 new movies coming this week, and I don't think any of them is going to beat Aquaman's 4th weekend. It's really been a hit.
Well, I get that, but look at that. Look at them go. I mean, $1 billion. I guess that $200 million on special effects was well worth the investment.
That's right. Yeah, nothing like a brand like, this was DC Comics, of course. Marvel and DC right now just printing money every time they make one of these movies. But I like our lineup this weekend. We got a lot of interesting choices, including a little catch-up with a couple of titles that have been out in the marketplace before Christmas, getting ready for the Academy Awards. One of them won a Golden Globe. That would be If Beale Street Could Talk. Regina King got a Golden Globe Award. This is directed by Barry Jenkins, who did Moonlight a couple of years ago, won an Oscar for that. Keke Lane and Stephon James play a couple in Harlem in the 70s. He accused of a crime he didn't commit, in jail. She's pregnant outside, the crime, drama, and romance around Beale Street. That's 94% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's pretty strong. That's pretty solid, eh?
Yeah, very, very solid. Very cool. On the basis of sex, that's Felicity Jones playing Ruth Bader Ginsburg in her early years. This one getting rave reviews, too. And, of course, her name in the news these days. It's an interesting story about her, really, as a woman, and in a man's world when she first started out in law.
Sure, climbing the legal ladder, I guess. I don't understand the incredible cult following of Ruth Bader Ginsburg to this day. It's like this cult following. I don't get that, but the movie looks like it's well done and interesting.
You bet. And Ben is back. Julia Roberts, Lucas Hedges, she the mom, he the son, who's a recovering addict, coming home for the holidays, trying to keep him out of trouble as Julia's job one. And it's just a really interesting drama. Solid performances from these two. I really liked Ben is back. It's rated R for language and some drug use. But if you like that cast, they're two of the best in the business right now. For the families, Steve, A Dog's Way Home. How about that cute little puppy?
Oh, yeah. Go on.
I really enjoyed this movie, though. A dog gets separated from its family and takes the journey back home and the adventures along the way. Really good for your younger kids. Keanu Reeves is back in a movie called Replica. Stay with me now. So he's a scientist. He's working in the lab. A terrible accident happens. His family's killed in a traffic accident. And, Steve, he's going to bring them back to life. What could go wrong with that?
Nothing possibly could go wrong with that. Hey, and by the way, speaking of Nicole Kidman, she's also in a movie this week, the movie that I would probably most likely go see, The Upside.
Yeah, I love this cast. Bryan Cranston, Kevin Hart, Nicole Kidman. Cranston plays a billionaire adventurer who has an accident and turns out to be quadriplegic. He hires Kevin Hart to sort of be an assistant and help him out. Kind of that odd couple comedy and drama ensues. It really looks good.
Yeah, it does, actually. The trailers look really good. If I want to see this movie, that movie, or any of these movies, having a celebration app is a good thing to have.
Yes, the Celebration Cinema app, and you can get details, Steve, on where you can see the Golden Globe-winning Best Picture, Bohemian Rhapsody, in a sing-along style. This
what?
Weekend, right? The words are going to come up on the screen.
Are you kidding me?
So you can sing along with Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody this weekend.
Just one weekend?
Just 1 week.
Dude.
For now. Maybe it'll be two. We'll see how good it does. So.
Dude, I like it. So it's the karaoke version of the movie. I love it.
Right, and on that Celebration Cinema app or at CelebrationCinema.com, get those show times and that and everything else that's holding over at Celebration.
You're my best friend. No, it's just not working for me. I'm going to have to get my voice all cleaned up. I greatly appreciate it, Ron. Where will I find you?
See you at the movies, Steve.
There you go. Yeah. Bicycle. Yeah, I probably shouldn't try to sing Queen. In fact, safe to say most people should probably not try to sing Queen. Because it's just, well, it's unreachable. Four octaves later, it's unreachable, Mr. Mercury. It's just not possible. What is possible is making sure your taxes are paid, because if they're not, you could create big problems. And you have the IRS sending you nasty grams. You don't want that. You don't want the state of Michigan sending you nasty grams either. Get your taxes in order. If you haven't paid this year, last year, maybe for a period of time, or you've got some trouble with the IRS, I've got a solution. It's called Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Chris McClatcher, good friend of ours, 25 years of experience, a CPA and attorney. He knows how to get it handled. He's got a few tricks up his sleeve with the IRS and the state of Michigan to make sure that, well, that you can get back to sleep and get yourself back on the road to financial health. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on the Fresh Start Tax Solutions banner right now to find out more. We'll be right back.